If you have your Bibles, Luke, the 24th chapter, the first 8 verses is what we're going to be at. So I know with the Sunday morning series, been talking about miracles, and when I've had the opportunity to share, we've been talking about miracles as well, and remembrance at this time as we will be taking of communion, Lord's Supper. But do you ever forget? I mean, you go to my office here in the building and you'll see sticky notes all over the place to try to help me remember things. I have a desk calendar, Google calendar, trying to remember. Even Megan fills out a monthly calendar for stuff at home with the kids and different things because it's easy to forget. I mean, in fact, you know, for the last month, we've been talking about how Jayla will be moving up, no longer in YAH program. And the Faith Weavers, Theo's. And then this morning, she was sitting next to me, and it was getting close to 9 o'clock, and I'm like, why is this kid sitting next to me? And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. You're going to be with us here for a bit, aren't you? Even though we had talked about it the whole month, about her moving up. See, we would forget. Luke 24, starting first verse there, says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinner to be crucified and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words. So notice here in verse 6, he's not here. He's risen. Remember how he told you? I wonder if when the women heard this, they recalled the countless times that their people were told that. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 12, there was a warning given to the Israelites, to the people. In Deuteronomy 6:12, it says, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Or when the prophet Isaiah, as he's reaching out and he's warning the Israelites. In Isaiah, the 46th chapter, starting in verse 8, he says, remember this. Keep it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand. And of course, here we are. Why? Well, because we recall the words that Paul wrote in his first letter to those at Corinth in chapter 11, verse 24. He says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Or in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7, John here is recording. He says, look, I am coming soon. Blessed is one who keeps. Terio, is the word there, which means to watch, preserve, to hold fast, to remember the words of the prophecy written in the scroll. So why are we here? We are here to remember the greatest miracle for all mankind, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Colossians, the second chapter, verse 9, it says, for in Christ is all the fullness of deity living in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you are also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the power and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And that is why we're here, to remember death being arrested in Jesus Christ and in us, and how we can have life begin. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the greatest miracle, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that, Lord God, through him, in this time that we remember that, we remember our sin nailed to the cross. We remember our debt being paid. We remember the circumcision by Christ, that we now live in hope and righteousness, in sanctification and security, Lord God, that we live knowing that we're your children and that you have prepared a place for us. Let us never forget it. Let us always remember. And it's through Christ's name we pray. Amen.